Hello, my name is Ramon Jam from Microsoft IIS and ASP.NET Technologies. Today, we are going to discuss about troubleshooting slow response issues with PHP applications. Troubleshooting performance issues with PHP is quite trickier as we do not have any inbuilt tools in IIS for this. We use tools like WinDBG, DebugDiag for performance issues running applications in IIS Manager. However, these tools may not be handy when it comes for troubleshooting performance issues for PHP applications. For this, we could use profilers which comes with PHP for checking out what is causing the issues in PHP. The profilers could be so handy that it could tell us which page and what methods or functions in that page were taking time to execute. We need to be very careful when we are using profilers, as we need to enable it only when we are troubleshooting and need to disable it as soon as we are done with troubleshooting. Now, when we want to start troubleshooting the issues, first we need to understand whether we see performance issues only for specific pages in the application or is it for all pages in the application. To check that, we could use logs, IIS logs, to understand where the performance issue is. Right, so IIS logs will be very huge in size and reading it manually could be very time consuming. Like, let me open this log file and see what is happening. And if I look into it, I do see there are many requests that are coming up, and manually reviewing every log would be a very tedious activity. So what we could do is we could use a tool called log parser and understand which methods, which files were taking long time to execute. Now, if I run this log parser query, I do see there are pages like time.php and there are also pages like display.php which are taking very long time to execute. Now, how do we nail down why these pages were taking very long time to execute? Our next course of action is to make sure we enable the profilers and dig deep dive in it. Right. For that, we need to understand which PHP profiler we need to use. So if we give an output of PHP info, we do see we are using 64-bit application and we are using VC11 compiler with PHP 5.5.1 and it is a non-thread safe. So you could go to xdebug.org and you could download the library, appropriate library. Here, the one that we are interested in is PHP 5.5 VC11 X64 non-thread safe. So it would be this library. You need to place this library in the location where we have installed the PHP. Once this library is placed, what we need to do is we need to open php.ini file in the PHP location and we need to enable the debugger. For that, go to xdebug and enable the profiler and give the output directory for that profiler and let the profiler know which extension it would use for profiling, the one that we have downloaded from the xdebug.org. Right? Once this is done, our next course of action is to reproduce the problem and understand which methods or functions in those pages were taking long time to execute. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and try to reproduce the problem. We were having problems with basically two sort of pages. One is time.php, another one is display.php. We see in practical that time.php is taking long time. The browser is keep on spinning and we get the response after some time. So let us quickly go to the profiler and understand why it took such long time. For which I would use tool called WinCache Grid and review the output of this profiler. So let me quickly open this output and review it quickly. So if we see time.php, cumulatively it took 10 seconds to execute. However, main method is not taking that long time, right? If I go inside the main method, there are a couple of other methods which is being used, in which sleep is the function which is taking very long time to execute. Right? So once we know which function is taking very long time, From here on, your developer could deep dive and understand what is happening in this. Hope this is handy for you.